Concerned with three things: food, thrills, and girls. And in my case, God too, but how much of God was still up for debate. Undaunted, the man continued, "What are you going to do to serve people? Because people are the only commodity that makes it to the next life, you know." Sensing the questions wouldn't stop until I offered some semblance of a response, I put together a few words to get this guy off my back. But the effects of that supposedly free dinner held me captive the rest of the night. As I crawled into bed a few hours later, I had a strong sense of God's presence. It was as if he walked right into my room, sat on the edge of my mattress, and in the sightless shadows of the night, repeated the older man's words, "What are you going to do with your one and only life?" I sensed him whisper. "What difference will you make for eternity? Faster cars, more cash and toys, none of those will make it beyond your grave." As I stared at the ceiling, I felt my thrill-seeking days slip through my fingers like sand. I was being asked to make a choice. Would I choose a future I could generate and control myself, or would I sign on for the vagaries of a God-guided life? I was not even sure what a God-guided life would look like, but I was fairly sure the fun factor would be dialed back further than my liking. I then recalled my dinner companion's closing words. "Bill, I'm going to issue you a challenge," he had said just before we left. "Why not put your whole life in God's hands? Why not trust him fully? I challenge you to give him full clearance to lead your life, every area of your life, until the point that he proves himself to be untrustworthy. At that moment, you can bail. But until then, give God total control. I challenge you to push the throttle as far as you can push it and live your life wide open to God. See where his way takes you. I have a feeling you'll never regret it." In the quiet of my room, the man's words kept replaying in my mind, gaining energy every time. There was something a little intriguing about seeing what God might do with my life. Where would he direct me to go? Who would he direct me to become? I could bail as soon as he muffed his part of the deal, right? As I lay there, I redirected the man's challenge to me back to something of a challenge to God. "You want to lead my life fully, God? All right, then. Let's see what you can do." After those sometimes tumultuous high school days, during the time...